Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. I have a special guest here this morning, a dear friend of ours, Reverend Patricia Conti Nelson. She's the former prayer chaplain team leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. She's an ordained interfaith minister, a healer, an author, an all-around amazing soul. We're so happy to have you here today, Patricia.
Thank you so much. I'm really pleased to be here.
So the reason we invited you today was I would love to find out more about your new book, Tuning into Spirit, Volume 2. I know you have two books with the same title, Volume 1 and 2.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, just what is tuning into spirit?
Well, we all have the capacity to do that. It's just a matter of whether we use it or not. When we listen, tuning into spirit is just a matter of listening, listening to the inner voice that's always talking to us. Mm-hmm. But we can get so busy with our day-to-day lives that we forget to listen. And instead, what we hear is the outside world and all of that, rather than the truth of our being, which is inside of us, always there.
Excellent. So what is your process of listening when you are writing down what's coming to you? And where is it coming from? You say it's coming from within. Can you describe that a little bit deeper?
I say it's coming from within, but the way it started was, back in 1984, I was told by a renowned medium that I had guides, spirit guides, yes, that wanted to write through me, and that if I would take the time to just sit and write whatever it was that came through, they would be there and answer all my questions. So I did that. I sat down one Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and I listened, and nothing happened. So then I heard, oh, and one of the things he said was, make sure you always surround yourself with a protective prayer. So at the time, I chose the Lord's Prayer. So I said the Lord's Prayer, and I said it three times. Nothing. So then I heard, write it. So I started writing it. And my attention was so focused on writing it that all the external thoughts about how's this going to happen, what's it going to look like, all of the things that the mind gets in the way of things actually you hearing, because your mind is so full. Well, writing it took my mind into a place of peace. Mm-hmm. And all I did was write, and then I started hearing. So I wrote what I heard. And it's not your traditional way of hearing, like through your ears. Mm-hmm. I started to get things in a way that I hadn't before. It was a hearing that was going on in my mind.
Yes.
But it was focused on what was being said instead of all, and said meaning this wonderful thoughts that were flowing in, mm-hmm, rather than the outside world that's very distracting.
Right.
And so what I did was I kept writing and writing, and it was the most amazing thing.
Excellent.
I started doing writings for people. They became aware of the fact that I was doing this kind of writing, and they wanted to send me questions so that I could answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really me. When I asked my guides, who I call my beloved guides and I have for now since the beginning, who is it? What they said was that what they do is they just get me to focus so that I could hear the voice of the divine from within me.
Yes.
And that's actually in both books, that description. Mm-hmm. That it isn't them, it isn't me, it's the divine.
Yes.
Answering the questions.
It's the one mind.
Exactly. That's in all of us.
Yes.
That's in everything.
Oh, that's excellent. That's amazing, Patricia. I've been looking at this book from Toni Boehm, and she's wrote this book called Soul Mastery, and in it she speaks a lot about the fifth dimension as a state of awareness. You can have fifth dimensional awareness, and it sounds like that's where you're going in your mind when you do this. I want to just read a little bit, and you tell me if this has resonates at all with you and how you connect with that inner divine. The fifth dimensional state of being is a fully surrendered state and thus holds no vibrational alignment nor implicit agreement for the existence of fear energy, judgments, or attachments. These types of fear energies cannot and do not exist in the fifth dimension, for there is no vibrational alignment with nor agreement for their existence. What do you think of that?
Well, we have that opportunity to live in that all the time. You know, this third dimension, our spirit takes on physical form this lifetime in order to experience what's here in the third dimension. But we always have access. We've never left the heart of God.
Mm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Course in Miracles tells us that all the time. We have never left the heart of God. This is just something we're here experiencing, and or you could say dreaming, if you want to. And I like to think of the fact that that dimension that you're referring to,
yes,
is God.
Mm.
That's
okay.
Just another word. The fifth dimension is just God, spirit, presence, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And it's there. It lives and breathes in us because we're God's hands and feet. Mm-hmm. We're how God shows up on this realm. That's why our greatest gift to the world is love, because God is love. And if we just access that and share it and give it to people all the time, well, that's our mission, to just be love. And that's what's on the face of every Tuning Into Spirit book. Every single message in this book, in volume 1 and volume 2, is about love, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I post a writing every Tuesday. Anybody who subscribes to my website, actually, on the right-hand side, there is a way for you to just subscribe. And then your email is in to me, and every Tuesday when I do a writing, you get it in your email, which is awesome. Because a lot of people, you'd be surprised at the number of people that comment,
mm-hmm,
on those writings. Oh, wow, that was exactly what I needed to hear, they'll say.
Yes, yes.
Or what about this, Patricia? I like that, but what about this? You know, they all want to commune, to connect. That's all we all want, really, is to have a feeling of connection to something incredible. Because we don't realize we are already that being that's incredible.
Yes.
You know?
So you're connecting with your higher self. Would you say that's true? Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. And that higher self is in you.
And so this is what you feel people are longing for, is
yes,
that connection with who they really are.
Right. And they don't realize that that emptiness that they feel can never be filled with anything, not even a relationship with another person,
mm-hmm,
because you can still be in a relationship with another person and not feel complete,
right,
not feel whole, like there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
That something missing is simply our connection to the divine that we are.
Yes, excellent. So you also mentioned A Course in Miracles just a moment ago.
Mm.
And are you familiar with the process that Helen Schuckman went through as she was writing down The Course in Miracles? I was just wondering if it's similar to your process. She heard a voice and it said, you know, write this down. And she just began, like you did, to write. She didn't even understand or know what A Course in Miracles was until after she wrote it and shared it with a friend, and Bill Thetford typed it out and shared it back to her, and they started getting deeper into the essence of the concepts and ideas that were coming through. Is this similar to your process at all?
Mine is a little simpler than Helen's, because you can pick up the Course in Miracles and not understand it. You can't pick up my book, Tuning into Spirit, and not understand it.
Okay.
I mean, it is so simple.
Yes.
It doesn't in any way take any kind of a special learning for it.
Yeah.
It will, like right now, I just opened to this.
Okay.
Remember, everything is a holy experience when you're doing it from the consciousness that you are a being of light radiating love near and far. That's why you're here. You are much more conscious this lifetime than in any previous lifetime. You have the awareness of what you are doing, and you can consciously make choices that support the love that you are. You came here with that love so you could be here to do this amazing work of being the love that you are created from. What could be simpler than that? It doesn't take a whole lot. And I just opened to that randomly.
Yes.
And it popped out there.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So I understand you also have like a prayer group in the morning, a phone call that everybody tunes in, and you read a little from Tuning into Spirit each morning.
Yes, we've been reading and also having this guided meditation for 10 years. It's called Growing the Light of Your Soul and Spirit. And what it does is it helps you, first of all, to get in touch with that light that you are.
Yes.
And then what it does is send that love and light out around the world. And as Jesus said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, it's exponential.
Yes.
And so we, a whole group of us, get together every morning, 7 days a week.
That's excellent.
And I will repeat the number right here, 516-597-9313. 516-597-9313. And anyone can join us.
Okay. That is the number for Patricia's morning prayer call.
Exactly.
And I want to ask you a question. Did Jesus use the word exponential?
No, I did. I used the word. There, he said, wherever two or more are gathered, there am I in the midst of it.
Okay.
My using the word exponential means it just multiplies it.
Yes, it does.
You know,
a
huge number of people out there receive it. It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
You know, you start right here, and like the butterfly, it flaps its wings and goes all the way across the world.
Yeah.
Same
there's another
thing
name
here
for that, and it's called quantum entanglement.
Yes.
And I believe that truly is a scientific discovery of the fifth dimension or fifth dimensional awareness.
Leave it to science to complicate everything. The word butterfly effect is so much more.
You like butterflies. You're a butterfly kind of person.
I like butterflies and I like dragonflies. When I was in India, I was in the meditation hall. You have to take your shoes off.
Yes.
I had flip-flops on. I come out of the meditation hall and there is a dragonfly on my flip-flop. I slip my feet in gently. It doesn't move. It walked all the way to the cafeteria with me.
Wow.
It was one. And so after that, it was like a tie between dragonflies and butterflies.
Okay.
Because I figured that dragonfly had a message for me.
Yeah. And what was that message?
Whenever I see dragonflies now, it is a message for me. To get back on track.
Get back on track.
Exactly. Hey, Patricia.
Yes.
Get quiet.
Yes.
Relax. Listen.
Yes.
And I do.
Yes. So I was reading a little bit about the progress from third dimensional awareness to fifth dimensional awareness and passing through fourth dimensional awareness, which includes the space and time that surrounds everything. So it does draw a connection. We are connected to everything. And so within that story that you just told me, that dragonfly was, you know, a part of you perhaps guiding you back to focusing on the inner world. Is that what you're saying? Like focusing on what your spirit is telling you, because you say you're growing the light of your spirit and soul.
Yeah.
Soul and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious in terms of your daily spiritual practice, where that dragonfly is actually directing you to.
Oh, God, it's directed me to so many wonderful opportunities. It's kept me focused in unity, for sure.
Yeah.
Because like my nephew David John said the other day, you know, your Unity Church is so much different than other churches. They're all wonderful, but you guys have your finger on the pulse. You know it's all about oneness.
Yeah.
He said that back to me.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's come here a few times in the past years, and so he knows what unity is all about. It's about oneness. It just reminds people. And that's what this book does. Mm-hmm. It tunes us into spirit. That picture that's on the front of that woman that is in silhouette form, and there is light pouring out of her.
Yeah, mostly in, it looks like from the heart.
Exactly. It's coming out of the heart, and then it's emanating out into the world. And the thing that's so amazing is that my dear Lily, who made sure that the book got out on Amazon, both of them, right at the end of when she was organizing Volume 1, she texted me and she said, Patricia, we now need a picture for the front of the book. She said, so go search out on the internet, find a picture for the front of the book. So I didn't have to search. What happened was all I did was go to pictures out on the internet. This popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And we checked and it did not belong to anyone.
Right.
So it became ours. But that's how amazing this whole process with this book has been.
Mm-hmm.
That even the cover of the book came from spirit.
Sure.
We have no idea who created it. Oh, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Right. It was in the public domain.
Yeah. Yeah. But every single thing that's happened since that medium told me I had these amazing guides that wanted to write through me.
Yes.
I started writing. And then, oh, after 2 years, I'd say, I heard the words, type it. So I started typing the messages. And they had a reason for that, because I had now everything typed up. So then a dear, dear friend, Donna Franklin, she said, Patricia, why don't I create a website for you where you can put all your writings? Wow, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I took all my writings and put them on this website. So the next thing is, when I come to this, well, when you came to this church,
yes,
you and Lily,
yes,
Liliana then was able to take all of those written writings off of my website and put it into a book format.
Right. And I remember praying with you about
it. Yes, we were prayer partners.
You said, I want to put my writings into a book.
Yes.
And it happened so fast.
Yeah. That's how it works. If you have an intention that is amazingly pure in its attention.
Yes.
You want to do, you want to make a difference. You want to help people. What happens is spirit in you greases the skids, as you say.
Mm.
It just makes it all happen. All these people, I didn't search for them to help me.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed up. But when we're tuned in, everything that we need shows up.
That's important, Patricia. That is such an important lesson, to allow life to come to you. Allow things to show up. Set your intention internally.
Yeah.
Because I feel so many people are running around attempting to manifest things and not allowing it to come to them. And their energies are scattered all over the place. And finally, they come back to center. Hopefully, they come back to tuning into spirit and allowing spirit to provide, you know, from the higher dimension. I feel like if you're not being still, it's really hard to tune in. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, because your mind is filled with everything else. And it's like I don't think about so much a higher dimension anymore. What I think about is the inner dimension, because that higher dimension is in us. We don't have to look outside ourselves anywhere for another realm, another dimension. It's here in us now. For us to access.
Absolutely.
But it does require stillness in order to hear it and not allow ourselves to constantly go off into all of the things that you hear outside from the social media or from the news media, whatever. It's not that news is bad, but remember the old saying, bad news sells newspapers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what we need to do is leave ourselves open to the realization that the good news is always there. It's just where we focus our attention.
Well, I think all of that kind of news that you're talking about is based in third dimension or observational thinking. And Jesus or Yeshua said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation.
Right.
It's not over there or over here. It's within you.
Right.
The kingdom of heaven is within you. And I feel like whatever we do, and I do get the feeling your book is from pure intention. And so people are led to the kingdom of God within mm-hmm. when they read it. I don't think I said higher dimension, but if I did, I stand corrected to inner dimension, because dimensions are in all directions simultaneously.
Right.
It's just a greater awareness. The fifth dimensional, or let's say multi-dimensional awareness, is for me more tuned in with how the Holy Spirit experiences things. And so I can experience more of what's actually going on in the universe when I'm not focused on my own judgment of it. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have friends like you and to have books like yours and to gather together in groups of people that are willing to let go of their own limited judgments and open up to something different, you know, tuning in to spirit, tuning into that inner dimension of the universe. It's so wonderful to me. I'm so grateful for it, and I'm so grateful for you. Tell me, what's next in your adventure? What is spirit telling you now in terms of your book and whatever else you're doing in the world?
Well, at the moment, I'm in a resting space.
Uh-huh.
And getting every day the opportunity to hear even better than I have in the past, because mm-hmm. there is a lot going on in the world right now, a lot. And people need a message that there is only good. There is no opposing force. And the more you focus on opposing forces than negative things, the more you attract that to yourself. And I'd like people to understand how much incredible goodness there is in the planet and focus there and see where we can add that. Like, I really want to be able to do something about, I mean, world hunger. There are, and I put it out to the universe that I have the opportunity in some way to not only feed people spiritually, because I love that and I think both books do that, but I'd also like the opportunity to share from a space of abundance
mm-hmm.
with everyone in the world, so that everybody can see how abundant this world is.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to have something happen where that comes to me as an avenue to create that. I don't know what spirit is going to bring me.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that is a desire on my part. And
yes.
If I stay in a mode of listening, it will show up.
Excellent.
And
it
I'll
will.
Know. I'll know how to do that.
I'm absolutely certain of that. And I'm also certain that there are many opportunities for all of us to share of our abundance. You know, recently we made a video of all the organizations that Unity on Cape Cod tithes to, and we
yes.
are helping the food insecure or insecurities in our community. And we're also reaching out globally to other organizations like the International Rescue Committee that has been helping the refugees from the Ukraine and other places all around the world. So when I can't get there physically, I join with those who can.
Mm, yes.
And we're committed to tithing a portion of everything that comes through our organization to those organizations that inspire and reach out and touch people around the world. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm sure that the opportunities will come your way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that more people are going to tune into Spirit because of your book and because of you. And thank you, Patricia, for joining us this week on A World Powerfully Transformed.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.